From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder covered lots of ground in his State of the State speech last week. He listed off a number of priorities he wants addressed this year, everything from fixing the state's crumbling infrastructure to reforming no-fault auto insurance to pumping more money into early childhood education. But not all priorities, it seems, are created equal. Let's start with the speech itself.
Well, thank you for that very warm welcome. It's great to be with you tonight.
After Governor Snyder gave the usual list of thank yous and highlights from the past year, he turned his attention to the work ahead and all that he wanted to accomplish. The first thing on his agenda, roads.
It's time to do something, folks. We need to invest more in our roads. And to put it in a simple sense, it's time.
Snyder spoke passionately about roads and bridges for more than 5 minutes. He called it this year's toughest single issue. He wants to modernize the state's ailing infrastructure to the tune of $1.2 billion every year for the next decade. That's more than $10 billion in new taxes and fees. Now, directly after he made his roads pitch, the governor shifted gears and gave a quick 30-second nod to the state's free preschool program for low-income children.
We have 29,000 students that are eligible for a program to get them into preschool. I don't believe we can accomplish all that, and I'm open to coming up with creative ideas to get there. But I think it's important we make a major commitment, a major budget commitment, to get as many kids in as possible and get us on a path to getting all those kids in Great Start in an early childhood program.
For those of you keeping count at home, it would cost roughly $140 million in additional funding to enroll all 29,000 four-year-olds in the state's half-day Great Start Readiness preschool program. So, to recap, $1.2 billion a year for roads and transportation is a must, according to the governor's speech. But when it comes to high-quality preschool for at-risk kids, $140 million is a little steep. Why don't you tell me your name?
Kamari.
How old are you, Kamari?
Four.
And you're wearing some really cool Star Wars pants?
Yes. This is to my big monster, right?
Oh, well...
Kamari Johnson is one of the 29,000 four-year-olds who did not get a spot in GSRP this year. Kamari lives with his mom and older brother in a tiny shack of a house on a dead-end street in Inkster. Kamari's mom, Varela Johnson, is a single parent most of the year, while the boy's father is out on the road driving semis for a living.
Daddy drive the truck.
They moved to Michigan from Connecticut last fall. And one of the first things Johnson did was try to enroll Kamari in the Great Start Readiness Program.
I put my name on all the waiting lists for Kamari.
How many waiting lists do you think?
I'd say about four.
But a spot never opened up.
To push down.
So Kamari stays home all day, and Johnson does her best to teach him his ABCs and shapes and colors. But she worries he'll be behind his peers when he enters kindergarten, and with good reason. A recent study shows that four-year-olds who attended Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program did better in school overall and were more likely to graduate high school on time compared to those who did not attend GSRP. Republican Senator Roger Kahn is the Michigan lawmaker who's pushing hardest for that $140 million more in pre-K funding, and he says he won't stop until he gets it.
We want the whole $140 million, and we're going to go back to the table with the governor and see if we can increase that. I don't want to be a pig, and I don't want to be unreasonable, but we are passionate about our kids, their future, and our future.
Kahn says he's been promised at least $50 million in early education funding for now, though no one from the governor's office would confirm it. We'll have to wait until Governor Snyder releases his budget recommendations on February 7th. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.